That's why when all those movies where the asteroids and stuff come through and hit some part of the Earth, it's actually quite serious. If you've got a big enough asteroid, produced enough aerosol dust into the atmosphere to shut out light, the Earth would freeze. There's absolutely not a shadow of doubt about it, because it's a very effective reflective medium. Now, the amount of radiative forcing that the greenhouse gases have brought about since pre-industrial times is 2.44 watts per meter squared. So it's quite a significant sort of amount. That can be partitioned down into the amount due to carbon dioxide, which is the biggest player at 55% over this period, 1980 to 1990. Then our CFCs and nitrous oxide and methane around here. So these are the major gases that people put their efforts into. The 2.45 watts then due to the greenhouse gases is called the direct greenhouse gas effect. Then we get the aerosol effect. Now the aerosols then are a reflective effect, so they're stopping the heat coming in. So these guys, this plus term indicates the troposphere is warming up. The negative sign indicates that we're reflecting light back out to space, so this is a cooling effect for the troposphere. So pollution, which produces sulfate aerosol particles, is actually quite good. You'll see that when you look at the global climate model for the planets, any region with a lot of pollution actually has quite a cooling effect in that particular region. Big bushfires will do the same thing. So those major fires that we had in Southeast Asia a few years back, they produced a major amount of cooling in that region. Then there's the tricky one, the indirect effect, which is about cloud change. So I said that if we change the temperature of a water body, we change the amount of water vapor coming off that ocean, for instance, we therefore change the amount of carbon, change the amount of clouds sitting above it, and that then will change the reflectivity of the atmosphere. So this as well is a cooling term, depending on how much clouds are being formed. This is the hardest one by all manner of means for the climate modellers to get a handle on, because they actually have to spin up clouds correctly, and that's a very hard process for them to do.